Good morning. How are you guys? How about two of you are awake? Excellent. I get the privilege of starting this new series called Behind the Music, and I am just stoked. I'm going to plant as many music inferences as I can. They will come down like purple rain. I love music. Music moves us. I remember when Becky and I were planning on getting married almost 28 years ago, and we spent more time picking out the music than we did planning the service. And I remember buying the sheet music, and it was Honestly by Stryper. And I picked out the sheet music, and if you remember Stryper, I handed it to the pianist who was the pastor's wife. She looked at the sheet music, she looked at me, she looked at sheet music, she looked at me and said, "Are these women?" "No. These are 80s men in spandex and long hair." She did beautifully, even though it was that way. I have spent my entire life loving music. My dad recognized early my love of music, so when I was age 9 in 1982, he bought me from Sears a stereo console that had a turntable, a radio, a cassette player, and get this, an 8-track player. Some of you have to look that up. Some of you have to look that. I'm not going to spend time talking about what that was. All right. So, and then he took me to the record store. He took me and my brother, and we got to pick out two records. And I remember the very first record I picked out was H2O by Hall & Oates. And the K-Tel Greatest Hits, a kind of a pop record. And I remember sitting by that stereo, listening to Casey Kasem's Top 40, and listening to those in that smooth, sultry voice of Casey Kasem, talking about the best songs of that year. In 1985, a song came out that is instantly recognizable when the first few tones hit, And as a 12-year-old, I love that song. That song was great. There's something about it. There were some weird lyrics, though, so I didn't exactly understand what it meant. But the hook of the music was amazing. And that song stuck with me. And I remember listening to Y93 and listening to that song. Whenever that song would come on, I would crank up the radio. And as I got older through junior high and high school, you know as well as I do, through those years, those junior high and high school years, everybody asks you the same question. What are you going to do? What are you going to do after high school? What are you going to do with your life? As if I have to figure out whether or not I'm going to be on a garbage truck or be like Major Tom and put on an astronaut's helmet. Nobody got that one. All right. A couple David Bowie out here. All right. As if you have to decide your path. And so I would come home from school and go to my room. This doesn't look quite like my room. Becca, could you bring that to me, please? I need some help here. Thank you so much, Becca. All right. I need some help making this look like my room. There, now it looks like my room. I would go back to my room, and I'd go back to that Sears turntable, and I would think about what it is that I'm supposed to do. What is it? What path am I supposed to take? So I come over, and we better turn it on. Turn on my stereo, and I put on a record. Back then, I didn't have to take my glasses off to see. And the song would come on. You know the song? It just picks you up and moves you, right? Like, I got goosebumps. But what is he saying? I don't know. He would go into the first verse, and I would just feel like it's like he was speaking to me. '80 synth, yes. You're not singing. Kyrie eleison in the darkness of the night. Kyrie eleison, thine own will you follow? Kyrie eleison, conquer the highway in the night. All right. Yeah, keep it going. Yeah, we don't. Corey can just shut up. We'll just listen to this. All right, so the next song, she wants to keep going because she knows this record. The next song is their number one hit, which is Broken Wings. Broken Wings. Now you're going to be singing that song for the rest of the day. You're welcome. So this band is Mr. Mister. And the lyrics, Kyrie, the name of the song is Kyrie, and it's Kyrie Eleison. But nobody really knew what that meant. Nobody really knew. They just knew that it was something about traveling, something about a journey they were on. But they would start out with Kyrie. Well, Kyrie eleison is Greek. And in the Greek, when you translate Kyrie from Kyrie in from the Greek to English, it is translated, Lord, have mercy. Lord, have mercy. This entire song, sung, written by two of Mr. Mister's band members and sung by them, is a prayer to God. Lord, have mercy down the paths that I go. Lord, have mercy. I'll take that first. I'll take that chorus. Kyrie eleison, down the road, I must travel. Oh, okay, I see what you're saying. You individualize them. Gotcha. Perfect. So, Lord, have mercy through the darkness of the night. Lord, have mercy, where I'm going, will you follow? Have you ever been faced with a path in your life? Whether it was a path that you had to choose or a path that you were forced to take, not by choice, while sitting in the doctor's office. And you've wondered, Lord, have mercy, will you be there when I walk this path? Will you walk with me on this path? You didn't know, I bet, that every time you heard the song, every time you jammed out to the song, every time you sang this song, you were praying for the Lord to have mercy and to go with you wherever it is that you were headed in the darkness of the night. Yes, Kyrie eleison on the highway in the night. So this is the second verse. My heart is old and holds my memories. Each of us are here today and who we are based on our interactions, our memories, and all the things that have happened to us. We are who we are based on our past. And so our heart holds memories. Our heart holds memories. Last weekend was Memorial Day, and so many of us reflected on those memories that our hearts hold about loved ones who have passed on. We hold memories maybe of life is so hard, I wish I was back in college. I remember when college was so much easier, I could just be a student and hold off those school loans until never. Our heart holds those memories for greener grass, for days gone by. It's why nostalgia and things of the past are so popular, because our heart holds memories. Now here is where the song really comes to life for me. Back. My body burns a gem-like flame. I'll take it. Somewhere between the soul and soft machine is where I find myself again. I love this verse. I love this verse. Because the gem that burns inside of me, the gem that burns inside of you, it is the reason why believers can go to movies, can listen to music in the Christian realm and outside the Christian realm, can read books, can interact with others, and have God show them, tell them what they need to hear that day. It's that gem-like flame within you is why that happens. And it is because the Holy Spirit lives within us believers. The Holy Spirit lives within us and helps us to hear and see what we need. It is why you can go to the Bible and read a passage of Scripture once, and for some reason, the gem-like flame tells you what you need to hear for that day. And then you go back to that same passage a month later, and you hear something different, something you needed for that day. I don't know how many movies I have gone to that weren't Christian at all, and yet God spoke to me, moved me to action, to do something. How music, not outside of EMI, Tooth and Nail, and Goatee Records, those are all Christian companies, can move you, that God can move you. It's because that gem-like flame within you is God's Holy Spirit living within you. You don't come here on Sunday thinking that God lives in this building, do you? No. You don't go somewhere special thinking God dwells in that place, do you? God dwells in you if you're a believer. And so what you interact with, whether it's music or movies or books, God can speak to you. Somewhere between the soul and soft machine. What's the soft machine? I have a really soft machine. Some are harder than others. Mine's a soft machine. Somewhere between the soul and the soft machine of my body, that gem-like flame burns. And it is where I find myself again. Believers who have the gem-like flame of the Holy Spirit burning within you, the only way you're going to truly know who you are, the only way you're going to truly know yourself, is through the eyes of God. The only way you're going to find who you are, find yourself again, is if you see yourself through His eyes. Now, this verse reminds me so much. It's almost verbatim. It's almost like the writers of this song took it from a passage where these two guys, these two disciples, are walking to Emmaus. Now, Jesus, in the New Testament, Matthew, Mark, Luke, and John, talks basically about the 12, the inner circle, those 12 disciples. But there were more disciples than just the 12. Those just the inner circle. There were men and women that followed him. And they follow him everywhere. So two disciples, not one of the 12, two disciples, after Jesus has been arrested, falsely accused, crucified, died and buried, head off to Emmaus because they're confused, they're sad, and they don't know what to do. And on the road to Emmaus, something miraculous, on that path that they're walking, that they're treading, something miraculous happens. This is found in Luke 24. If you'd like to follow along with me in your Bibles on your favorite device, you can. I will have it on the screen also. So in Luke 24, we pick it up on that same day, the same day being the day that Jesus rose from the grave. On that same day, two disciples were traveling to a village called Emmaus, about 7 miles from Jerusalem. They were talking to each other about everything that had happened. While they were discussing these things, Jesus himself arrived and joined them on their journey. they were prevented from recognizing him. He said to them, "What are you talking about as you walk along?" They stopped, their faces downcast. Now, these two are walking along after Jesus had died, buried, rose again, right? And they were sad, but they're walking this path. And unbeknownst to them, Jesus arrives. Now, they don't recognize him. They make it so they can't recognize Jesus. And Jesus walks up to these two guys and says, "What you talking about?" And immediately they stop and they're downcast. Other translations say they were sad. See, their heart held the memory of everything that had gone on. Their heart held the memory of being with Jesus, of hearing his teaching, of going around and seeing all of the healings, the breaking of bread, to seeing him take and feed thousands of people. Their heart held the memories of all that. And the heart held the memory of the hope that they had that Jesus would make Israel something great, that Jesus would transform Israel, would throw off the Roman occupation, and would change things. They desperately hoped that Jesus was the foretold Messiah. But then they remember the day that he was arrested. They remember the day that the crowds yelled, "Crucify!" They remember so vividly him hanging on the cross and the body being taken down and put in a tomb. They remember all that. And then they get confused, because that very morning, some women had gone to the tomb to prepare the body properly for burial, and the body wasn't there. But instead, they had a vision from an angel that had said, "He's not here. You're looking for him, but he's not here." And she ran back, told all of them, and now they don't know what to think. In the midst of their sadness, in the midst of their confusion on the path they thought that was right, they hung their heads. And then they kind of chided. I think some anger came out. They're like, "Are you the only stranger in town who doesn't know what's going on?" And so they told Jesus about everything that was on their hearts. Told them the story about something Jesus had lived himself. And they said, "We're just confused and we don't know." And Jesus, I'm hoping in a very fun tone, said, "You goofy people, don't you know all this had to happen?" And so from the time of Moses up until that point, on their walk to Emmaus, on the 7-mile walk to Emmaus, Jesus opened up the scriptures, opened up history, all the prophecies about him, and he told them that this all had to happen and why. Well, they got to Emmaus, and the two were going to go. We don't know why they went to Emmaus. Maybe they lived there. Maybe there was a Starbucks. I don't know. But so they were going to go off, and Jesus made to keep going. Jesus was going to keep going. But they're like, no, we need to hear more. Please stay. You know what? It's almost dark. Why don't you come stay with us? We'll put you up. We'll feed you, and then you can continue your journey in the morning. It'll be on us. Don't worry about it. So Jesus is like, okay. So they go home. They prepare a meal. And they lounge around the table, and then Jesus takes the bread and he breaks it. Let's finish this off in Luke 24. After he took his seat at the table with them, he took the bread, blessed it, broke it, and gave it to them. Their eyes were opened and they recognized him. He disappeared from their sight. They said to each other, "Weren't our hearts on fire when he spoke to us along the road and when he explained the scriptures to us?" The gem flame that was in them was on fire as Jesus explained. Was in the middle of their despair, in the middle of their confusion on the road. But their hearts became aflamed when Jesus described to them what was supposed to happen, how it happened, and that God was in the whole thing. I don't know what path you're on this morning. I don't know what you have to decide. All I know is that my life, from the time of people bothering me in high school till now, has been a series of choices of which path. Which path this morning? Which path this moment? Some of those paths I've had to take. I was forced to take. And some of those paths I get to choose to take. I don't know what path you're on, but Jesus is there with you. Jesus is there with you. And you know how to make the path a little bit, how to make the traveling of that path a little bit easier, a little bit smoother, to make it a little bit more hopeful? And that is to sing Kyrie eleison and invite God to come along. He's going to be there anyway, but it is so much better when you invite him with. It is so much better when you invite God to walk with you, to guide you, to fill you with hope on whatever path it is that you're on. So the next time you hear that song, I want you to sing along. And remember that you're praying. That you're praying, Lord, have mercy. Be on this path with me today, tomorrow, and forevermore.